My husband and I used to have the same fights over and over and over again, and they were awful. They were defensive, and we overreacted. It was just, ugh. So we tried to figure out how to fight better, and we did. We did. Last week, my husband said he loves fighting with me because every fight makes us feel closer, and that's true. And the reason for that is a couple things. Rule number one that we created was seek solutions, not blame, especially when the blame is obvious. Here's why, okay? Blame sounds like we're at the vet's office right now because you leave your underwear out and I told you not to because the dog always eats your underwear, so it's on you. Solutions sound like I'm so scared right now and I want to figure out with you a way to make sure that this never happens again. Blame makes your partner the enemy, and solutions makes your partner your partner, which is awesome. But you cannot do that if you don't acknowledge the very real big emotions that are happening first, because you can't choose your first response. So to shame it just starts this whole spiral that is awful. So instead, we are allowed to feel exactly how we feel initially and then process it. So often together, sometimes alone. And the way that we do that is by, yeah, okay, I'm sorry for, you know, getting really mad about the underwear being out. I say, okay, I'm sorry I left my underwear out. And then we both kind of stop and we go, okay, I am really sorry I left my underwear out. And if he's still upset, we go, oh, there's a deeper issue here. And we do the scene method, which almost always there's a deeper issue, almost always. And for instance, so the scene method, which is in another one of my videos, it's a method that I created that works magic. There are four questions. What am I scared of? What am I embarrassed about? What were my expectations? And did I express them? And were they reasonable? And what do I need as scared expectation, scared, embarrassed expectation need? What do I need? So for instance, in this situation, it's, I'm so scared that you are leaving me alone to protect this dog and this family and that you don't really care about me. And that allows for the other person to respond in kind and be like, yeah, I'm so embarrassed. I've been trying so hard to be super clean and I somehow forgot my underwear again. And it just, I'm so embarrassed that I forgot yet again, and I'm so scared that you are losing respect and trust and love for me. And then we're able to look at each other and be like, oh, I love you. I love you so much, even though it's hard right now, and we are in this together. We have conversations like that all the time. And the reason that we're able to do that, the reason we're able to fight that way is because during a time when we're not fighting, we have these conversations about our fights that led to this. So we had conversations where we went, okay, what is our goal? Because in the moment of the fight, it feels like the goal is to be right. It feels like the goal is to make the other person feel how bad they've done and how wrong they are. But when you're out of the fight, you're like, no, my goal is to have an awesome relationship with you and to have the best love with you I can. So when we get in the fight, one of us will remind the other one. It happens. At some point you go, wait, we're focusing so much on who did what and who was wrong. But our goal, the goal we agreed on together, was to have the best love we can have and to be the best partners we can for each other. Okay, now remembering that, it makes it way easier to say, I'm sorry for the thing you did wrong, and way easier to be vulnerable about your fears and your embarrassments and the expectations you had and the needs. Like, I need you to hold me right now. I need you to give me eye contact. I need you to tell me everything's going to be okay. I need whatever. It's just been such magic, and it has helped us so much. I hope it helps you. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good Morgan. That That was way better. Thank you, baby. This is my husband, by the way. Loves being on camera. Huge fan. Super, super comfortable.